Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Milwaukeeans are already lining up outside early voting locations to cast their ballot in this year's election. Many have already voted by mail or absentee. No matter how Wisconsinites choose to make their voice heard this year, they'll all have to show proof of who they are. Wisconsin's voter ID law has been in place since 2011. Peter Burris is the campaign manager for All Voting is Local, a nonpartisan voting rights project. The group is working to identify and fight discrimination at the ballot before it happens and improve education around voting. Burris spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about understanding the voter ID law and what Milwaukeeans should know to bring in order to vote.
Because Wisconsin has a voter ID law, Milwaukeeans will need to present an acceptable form of ID when voting. What counts for that?
So three key pieces of information here. So just as you said, no matter how you choose to vote in this election, whether it's absentee by mail, in-person absentee, otherwise known as early voting, or at your polls, at the polls on election day, most Wisconsin voters are going to need to show a Wisconsin driver's license, a state-issued ID card, or another acceptable form of photo ID. The second piece is that if you don't have a Wisconsin driver's license or a state-issued ID card, you can find a list of acceptable forms of photo ID at the website bringit.wi.gov. So if you go to that website and you don't see something that you have, the final thing to know is that you can get a free ID for voting at a DMV service center near you, even if you don't have access to a birth certificate or other documents.
That's kind of interesting and surprising that you can get a free ID that will count for voting at the DMV, because normally people think, oh, if I'm going to go to the DMV to get an ID, it has to either be like a state-issued ID that I'm going to pay for or a driver's license. So is that well known?
You know, I'm not sure it is. It would be great if it was well known, but that's one of the reasons I'm excited to be talking about this today. You know, since the photo ID law was implemented, we've seen a lot of ways in which it's created needless and discriminatory barriers to the ballot, particularly thinking about Wisconsinites of color, Wisconsinites with disabilities, students, rural Wisconsinites, low-income Wisconsinites. It's impacted just about everybody in the state, but it's disproportionately impacted some groups more than others. You know, the main thing is that it has centered the DMV as the like gateway to our democracy. But DMV service centers are often difficult to access without a car. They often have very limited hours. In fact, 50 of the 80 permanent service centers in Wisconsin only operate 20 hours a week, 2 days a week. And I believe only seven have Saturday hours. So if you have to drive 2 hours to a DMV service center on a Saturday morning, that is not, that's not that great. It's a barrier to the ballot that folks shouldn't have to face. But it is important to know, you know, the good thing here is that, yes, this free ID for voting piece is a safeguard. It's available for folks who, you know, might not have all the documents they need in the moment for a Wisconsin driver's license or state-issued ID card. So you go to the DMV with what you have. They ask you to fill out two forms. And then based on what information you can provide, you will either walk out with a receipt for a Wisconsin driver's license that you can use at the polls, or you'll walk out without that receipt and you will be mailed a ID petition process, a free ID for voting receipt. That'll come through the mail to your inbox. There's also a process on the DMV's website for individuals experiencing homelessness. But as we get closer to the election, that will be overnight mailing. So you can get that free ID for voting. And you know, worst case scenario, if you show up at the polls on election day and you are told that you don't have the photo ID that you need, you can vote. You can cast a provisional ballot, and as long as you bring back accepted photo ID by the following Friday, your ballot can be counted.
I personally just moved to Wisconsin from Kentucky, and calling and trying to find which DMV office was open and what I would have to bring and which ones were open for which services was pretty confusing for me, knowing where to call. So I can't imagine how confusing it might be and concerning it would be for people who are trying to comply with this law during a pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah, the pandemic really adds an additional layer of confusion for sure. I should say welcome to Wisconsin. I hope that I can't imagine it was easy to move during a pandemic, but I hope the state has been treating you well. That's why we have these resources available, and that's why there are so many nonpartisan workers and volunteers ready to support voters wherever they are in the state. Some good news in Milwaukee, there's 6 DMV service centers available. And the DOT just committed to opening the 6th Street location, the downtown service center, on Wednesdays and Saturdays for the rest of October. It had been previously closed due to COVID, but we want folks to know that that is also once again an option available for anybody that needs access to a free ID for voting or other photo ID services.
What challenges does the voter ID law present to Milwaukeeans?
Well, for folks who are, just moving into the state, that's a perfect example, right? For one reason or another, we have a process for proving where you live when you register to vote. And then you show a photo ID to prove who you are when you actually go to cast your ballot. But for some reason, our photo ID law, it mandates a Wisconsin-issued driver's license or another one of these pieces. So if you move from Kentucky, you can't use a Kentucky driver's license to cast your ballot, which to me is just is both silly and, to be frank, a way to discriminate against voters who, for one reason or another, might be moving around more. We know that statistically that Black and brown voters are less likely to have a car, and so access to DMV services, if you have to drive, can be difficult. Milwaukeeans with disabilities, fortunately, the DOT has been pretty mindful of where it's establishing DMV service centers to make sure that as much as possible they're on transit lines. But, transit under COVID also isn't always the easiest. So again, COVID presents new challenges. So, another space to be calling that voter ID helpline, asking about, is there somebody, they will steer you towards people who can bring you to the DMV if you don't have a way to get there, and again, answer other questions. And then another big piece is that Milwaukee has such a massive student population, and there again, folks from out of state, but the photo ID law is really, regardless of the intent of the photo ID law, the impact is that it has creates needless and discriminatory barriers for students. So, until we have a photo ID law that makes any student ID compliant with the photo ID law, there are a little, if you're a student and you're planning to use your student ID, make sure that you are going to bring it.wi.gov and double checking that the ID that you have is compliant with the law.
Speaking of that, what do you think the purpose of requiring an ID in order to vote is?
That's a tough question. I can't speculate too much about the intent of the photo ID law. But again, I'll just reemphasize that the impact is pretty clear, that it has made it more difficult for thousands of Wisconsinites to access the ballot box. So UW-Madison study found just recently that in 2016, which was the first presidential election where the photo ID law was fully implemented, an estimated 17,000 voters, about 17,000 voters, but as many as 23,000 in Milwaukee and Dane counties alone were deterred from voting because of the photo ID law. And that meant that either they were confused about what it meant, or they didn't have access to the photo ID that they needed. And so they either had trouble voting or didn't vote, unfortunately. And that impacted an estimated 1 in 4 Black voters in Milwaukee and Dane counties alone. And we know that this is an issue across the state as well. I grew up in Sister Bay, Wisconsin, which is 2 hours from the closest DMV service center that offers Saturday hours. So, have to wake up very early on a Saturday morning to get to a DMV that's open just a few hours on Saturday morning if I'm working during the weekday. We see the impact. I think ahead of this election, we just really want to hit those three main points about what folks need to know, that get your driver's license, your Wisconsin driver's license or state-issued ID card ready. And the free ID for voting is always available if you need it at a DMV service center nearest you.
Do you think that enough education has happened, that people understand the voter ID law enough now compared to 2016, that you won't see that voter confusion?
I sure hope so. again, to be totally honest, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of moving parts in this election, right? And that's why, you know, we're really encouraging folks to make a plan to vote, to be thinking about the different pieces of voting, registering, requesting a ballot, going to an early voting location, or voting at the polls on election day. Photo ID is a piece of that plan, right? And, you know, encourage folks, if you're interested in the work of All Voting is Local, allvotingislocal.org is a great place to stay up to date and get some of these educational pieces. Follow us at Voting is Local, but lots of other nonpartisan groups as well, providing information and really trying to get ahead of this confusion. And I do, you know, I am optimistic that things have changed since 2016, that folks are more familiar. We understand that this isn't some special voter ID. This is your Wisconsin driver's license. It's a state-issued ID card. There are a number of other options available.
So because the voter ID law is in place, how can people obtain the right form of ID in order to vote? What do they need to bring to get that free voter ID if they don't want to pay for a license or pay for a state-issued ID?
So what the DMV recommends is bring what you have. So if you have a proof of name and date of birth, like a birth certificate, bring that. If you have proof of identity, like a social security card, Wisconsin, a proof of where you live, like a utility bill. If you have citizenship paperwork, your social security card, bring what you have, because they're going to give you two forms, ask you to fill it out. You don't need to bring any of those if you don't have them, right? This is the safeguard in place that, no matter what, Wisconsin law assures us that folks can get a free ID for voting even without those pieces. That same day, you won't walk out with a receipt that you can use. If you use the photo ID petition process, you're going to have to wait till the next day to get that receipt. But again, you can always cast a provisional ballot. They're using overnight mailing as we get closer to the election. And if you do have those documents, then there's a good chance that you'll walk out with a state-issued ID card. Which is a more permanent permanent photo ID that you can use to vote, because the free ID for voting does have an expiration date. So ideally, you know, we want folks getting a more permanent state issued ID card, but at the very least, this free ID is available.
So what efforts is your organization making to help people navigate obtaining the right form of identification in order to vote?
Pushing out as much information as possible. We have a new video that we've talked about where we talk about getting a free ID for voting and a little bit of background on Wisconsin's photo ID law. You know, talking to folks where we can. And then there's a big advocacy piece of this as well. You know, long term, it's important that we start thinking about the DMV is now central to our democracy. It's such a strange thing to think about that, you know, the division of motor vehicles, how could that possibly be such a cornerstone of the democratic process in Wisconsin? But the fact is that it is under Wisconsin's photo ID law. This is where we are. And so we want folks to continue talking about why it's so important to have full and equal access to these services, particularly to expand access for groups of people who have traditionally had the most difficult time accessing.
Peter Burris is the campaign manager for All Voting is Local, a nonpartisan voting rights project. He spoke with Lake Fexbecka Schimmel about what kind of ID Milwaukeeans will need to vote and how to get it.